Our second item of business is election of vice chairman for the Federal Election Commission. Do we have any motions for vice chairman? Commissioner Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had noted in the discussions about our new colleagues that the qualifications for service on the Federal Election Commission are somewhat in dispute. It appears that if you ever worked for a campaign or a political party and have experience in federal election finance, you're disqualified from serving on the commission. But on the other hand, if you don't have any experience in the area, you're not qualified either. This is a bit of a puzzle to me. I suppose there's a small category of attorneys for the so-called public interest organizations who arguably would be the only people qualified to serve on the
commission. And Brad Smith.
And law professors. But I don't think they were talking about Commissioner Smith, and surely the criticism isn't so self-interested as to limit the pool to only people who work for public interest organizations. So I think that people must be grasping for something like what I'll call the Goldilocks principle. Not too much, not too little. And one of our colleagues fits that well. He has a distinguished academic background at Johns Hopkins University, where I understand the chairman spent some time as well, and at UCLA, long service in the legal community, occasionally but not predominantly before the Federal Election Commission. And so I think he knows our law and procedures well enough to be familiar with them, but not perhaps so well as to be too ensnared. And frankly, all irony aside, this is the kind of experience that I think is beneficial. While I'm sure that Commissioner Linhard could offer some cogent criticisms of the procedures of the NLRB, the Department of Labor, and various state agencies that he's practiced before, if only in helping us avoid their mistakes, he may be able to enlighten us and in fact, knowing how other administrative agencies operate and knowing that there are other ways to do things, I think could provide us with some very helpful insights as we talk about how to proceed. It was my pleasure to deal with Bob Linhard on the occasions when he did testify before the commission before, and I always thought him, found him to be thoughtful, fair, insightful, and gentlemanly. And I've noticed these qualities displayed already in the couple of weeks that he's been here. And I think everyone, commission staff and people who deal with the commission, will come to know and appreciate this during his tenure here. Finally, I'd like to note that among our new colleagues, I believe I'm correct in saying that he's senior by about 24 hours in the order of swearing in. And so by that criterion as well, he's qualified to serve as vice chairman, and I am pleased to nominate him to be vice chairman.
Commissioners, Mason has moved the nomination of Commissioner Linhard to be vice chairman of the FEC. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Commissioner Linhard, you've been elected vice chairman unanimously by 6-0 vote. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And if you have any remarks that you'd like to give upon your election?
Yeah, if I could just take a moment. I wanted to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank my fellow commissioners for their support in my tenure here so far. I have found there to be a great spirit of collegiality and cooperation here among the commissioners, and I am deeply appreciative of that. We have a lot of difficult decisions to make here to fully and fairly and faithfully enforce the statute that we have been given, and I appreciate the openness and the candor and the intellectual honesty I have found among my fellow commissioners as we work to try and find solutions to the difficult problems that we face. I also wanted to take a moment and acknowledge in my first few days here the hard work of the staff, the professional staff here at the agency. I will note that there was a day earlier this week where I and my executive assistant were leaving at 9 o'clock at night, having been working on some of the problems that we were here, and there were staff checking out at the guard's desk in the bottom of the building at that hour as well, because they too had been toiling away to try and advance the work of the commission. And so I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the hard work and the cooperative spirit that I found here, and I look forward to serving. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I think everybody at the Commission looks forward to working with you as Vice Chairman on all the work that we have before us.